Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Massimi Gross?
She is not here right now.
Oh, is there another registered voter at the home that I can speak with?
I am a registered voter.
Okay, thank you very much. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
Thank you. And now, let me just check one thing over here. Okay. And on March 5th this year, California will hold the primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote.
Is it an almost certain or just probably?
It is certain. I am certain I will vote.
Thank you very much. Now, in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain?
I will vote for them.
I am certain, yes. Okay, thank you. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1968.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm considered white.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Fresno County, I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Is it public safety and crime, housing affordability, homelessness, parental rights in education, inflation and cost of living, water policy, jobs and wages, or public infrastructure like roads and bridges?
Homelessness.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one is Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Neither favorable nor unfavorable.
We have the option somewhat unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable and somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. What about Steve Brandel?
Who? Oh, Steve Brandel. Unfavorable. Okay.
Is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Paul Dictos?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Gary Bredefeld?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and council member, Steve Brandel, county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, John Birthday, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote? Gary Bredefeld.
Gary Bredefeld.
Okay, thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld, a businessman and council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not?
Very certain.
Thank you.
Very
how
certain.
And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel, as county supervisor? Would you rate him as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is, a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Probably more.
And somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options for North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Less likely. Less likely.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Somewhat less likely.
What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Somewhat less likely.
What about a candidate who will hold the line for local taxes and fees?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. And what about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Much less likely.
And a candidate who is 80 years old?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you very much. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Next.
Okay.
I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for that candidate. The first one is Gary Bredefeld. He currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking candidates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government, and he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Good chance. The next one is Paul Dictos. Currently, he serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public.
Small chance.
Small chance. Thank you. The last one is Steve Brandel, currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhoods. Brandel is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life.
Small chance.
small chance. Thank you very much. And after hearing all this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Steve Brundell, County Supervisor and businessman, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, John Burdais, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Gary Bredefeld.
Thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Or something else, yeah.
Yeah, I'm something else.
And would you say you're other or just independent?
Other.
Other, thank you. And do you consider yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.